Hi everyone. So I'm in South Africa at the moment, and indeed I passed through Ethiopia. And even though I didn't get out of the airport in Ethiopia, just the kind of conversations people were having on transit in the airport in Ethiopia really showed me how much enthusiasm there is about the African growth story. And indeed, many people think the same thing that happened in Asia will happen in Africa in the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and that Africa essentially will become like Asia was before in terms of incredibly high growth and so on. Now, there's a couple of things I'd point out here. Now, number one is that I would call this almost the Warren Buffett rule. And that's that when Warren Buffett says, when too many people are on one side of the fence, you should always be careful. It's the same when it comes to many domains. Even though Buffett was using that when it comes to investments, it tends to be the case in politics. I'll give you an example. Who here saw Donald Trump's election coming? Especially 5 years ago, probably nobody. Who here saw Brexit coming? Who here, if you would have told them 5 years ago that Spain and Ireland would be growing more quickly than Russia, Brazil, and South Africa, who would have believed that? Who would have believed it would have been possible that the United States would be growing quicker than China in common currency terms? What I mean by that is because the RMB has got weaker against the USD, the US is actually growing quicker than China because the US is growing by 2.53%, China 6.5%, but when you include the currency depreciation, US is actually growing quicker, although not in PPP terms. I could go on and on and on, but hardly anyone saw these things coming. And indeed, look at countries like Indonesia, Malaysia, many other countries. They've kind of not exactly lived up to expectations when it comes to growth. And indeed, the emerging market story has really not been what it could have been. Really, you're talking now about India, China, some countries in Africa. So a point I would make before going on to my next point is always be skeptical when many people think the same thing. Although it has to be said that outside the African continent, most people aren't talking about Africa as a growth story. So perhaps that's a good sign. It hasn't got to that stage yet where everyone's talking about Africa as a growth story. Perhaps when that happens, you should be a bit more worried. But the second point I would make is this, is that there is absolutely no correlation between growth and stock market returns. Look at India, look at China. India's stock market has performed very well in the last 10, 20 years. China's stock market has performed very terribly in the last 12 years. Now, there's many reasons why China's stock market has fallen from 6,000 to about 2,500 today. But one of the main reasons is there aren't many institutional investors. In other words, most of the Shanghai stock market is made up of normal everyday people who tend to buy and sell quickly. In other words, they have a very short-term view of the market. In other words, it's very similar to the US stock market maybe 80 years ago, 90 years ago, when it wasn't big banks, it wasn't institutions buying the stock market, it was individual investors. And most of these individual Chinese investors, they prefer to buy property, or they prefer to buy the US stock market or even Hong Kong stock market if they want to get access to Chinese stocks. Because after the huge falls in 2008 and then 2015, the institutional investor doesn't want to get in. They prefer Hong Kong. And the same thing with the retail investor. And the same thing could happen in Africa. In other words, it could well happen that a country like Ethiopia, and now one of the big economies, even like Nigeria, the biggest economy in Africa, it could happen where some of these economies could get incredibly high growth and though have falling stock prices. Likewise, it could happen where there's an economy like South Africa, which has low growth, but high stock market performance. Never think that there's a correlation between growth and stock markets automatically. And the final point I would make is that actually, with the exception of South Africa, there isn't really an African stock market which has had that tried and tested performance. And none of the economies in Africa have had the kind of tried and tested stock market performance that the US has had, which has been like 200 years of average 10% growth. So the point I would make is, for business, I think Africa could be a great place. For individuals to live, even, Africa could be a good place. But even if you're living in an African economy which is doing very well, I would suggest when it comes to investing surplus money, sticking to the tried and tested markets like the US is really what people should be doing. And the last 10 years has really taught people that. Look, US has only been growing by 2 or 3% in the last 10 years, but stock markets have gone up by 300%, whereas emerging markets have been struggling a lot. So that should have taught people a very important lesson. Always make a distinction between your own business and indeed your own salary, and then investing any surplus.